The leaflet accuses seven of the 10 candidates running for contested seats of being radical environmentalists who oppose plans for a huge iron mine in the county. Candidate Victor Wiemet is the chair of the Mercer Chamber of Commerce, who says he's good friends with Bill Williams, the president of the Gogebic Taconite Mining Company, and he's lobbied for the mine at the state capitol. He says Americans for Prosperity have got it wrong if they think he's a radical who opposes it.
That's not the case at all. It's just a blatant lie.
Wiemet says it's insulting to have a national group try to sway the voters in a local election with misinformation.
People that live up here, you know, I think are smart enough to make their own decisions. They don't need the Koch boys to tell them how to vote up here in Iron County. They're smart enough to figure it out themselves.
Another candidate listed as an anti-mining radical on the leaflet, Richard Deedy, says no one has ever called him a radical before.
I'm certainly not anti-mine because that's an incredibly stupid position to take, I think. You know, we all drive cars and have sheetrock on the wall and eat salt. You know, I just think it has to be done intelligently and thoughtfully and with all the facts in front of everybody.
Deedy says it's a strange experience for many voters in this sparsely populated northern county to have a multi-million dollar lobbying group take an interest in their local election. Americans for Prosperity has promised to send more pro-mining literature before the election takes place on April 1st. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.